Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. In his State of the Union address this week, President Biden called for greater accountability of social media platforms for the, quote, national experiment they're conducting on our children for profit. Well, 2 days later, in California Attorney General Rob Bonta, along with the state attorneys general of seven other states, launched an investigation of the Chinese video sharing app TikTok and its impact on young people. And I'd like to welcome Rob Bonta to the show right now. Attorney General, thank you for your time today. Can you tell for us, lay out what is it that you and your colleagues are examining with this probe, and what is the legal basis for this investigation?
Thanks for having me, Alexis. As you know, our children are growing up in the age of social media, and many feel like they can't measure up to the filtered versions of reality that they see on their screens. And there is mounting evidence, as we've seen, that of the devastating toll that social media has on our children's mental health and their well-being. And we want to know what TikTok knew about those harms to children, when they knew it, and what they did to increase engagement among our children. We're talking about age 13 years and up. What did they do to increase duration of engagement, to increase frequency of engagement? And a lot of that data that shows the impact on children shows that there is increased anxiety, increased depression, suicidal ideation, body image challenges. And we are launching this investigation nationally, multi-state, bipartisan, because we want to stand up for our kids and protect our children. I'm a father of three. And as California's Attorney General, I want to do everything I can to protect all Californians, certainly, and especially including our children. And no one is too big or too powerful to be held to account. And so we are conducting this investigation to see what facts we find. And, you know, we haven't sued anybody at this point. We have not alleged violation of any law, but it will depend on what we find with our investigation. But there are consumer protection laws that could have been violated based on the evidence that we receive. So we're going to go wherever the facts and the law take us. And right now we're at the investigation stage.
Well, certainly from parent to parent, I understand where you're coming from. I, too, have three children, the youngest of them 12, and I have these concerns about TikTok, which I see in my home as well. I heard President Biden this week call on Congress to pass legislation to toughen regulation for social media. And he also said that the White House is investing some $5 million to also study the impact this is having on our kids' mental health. What would you like to see that legislation look like?
You know, it's important that we do everything in our power to protect our children. Social media platforms are new-ish, relatively, and we may not know all of the impacts on our young people or on adults, for that matter. So it's important to always lead with facts, with data, with science, with evidence. I think it is important to conduct the research, to have an agreed-upon body of research from which we can drive and create important policy. And I want to see policies that protect kids, plain and simple. And if we know that certain practices that are being used now for engagement, duration of engagement, frequency of engagement, pushing the platforms to kids are harmful, then there need to be some protection, some guardrails for our children. So the data should drive exactly what that looks like, but the goal should not change, to do everything in our power to protect our children.
Just want to get your quick response to TikTok's response to this investigation. They say they're looking forward to working with the state attorneys general. And in a statement, they said they limit their features by age. They provide tools and resources to parents and designs their policies with the well-being of young people in mind. Where are there holes in that, perhaps? And could you actually see an end result here being that TikTok is banned from use in the U.S.?
We're not going to get ahead of ourselves with respect to the actions that could be taken and what actions the attorneys general would take. We're right now in the fact gathering stage. I appreciate TikTok's commitment to working with the attorneys general throughout the United States. It is important that we get the data and the information, the facts, the documents that we seek And you know, they know that we're looking into issues related to impacts on children, and so their statement reflects their stated commitment to young people. I'm glad that they want to say that they support young people, and we want to look at the facts that underlie those statements. What's behind those statements? What actions are behind those statements? Actions matter. Certainly, declarations of values are important as well, but what they have actually done up to now with respect to seeking greater engagement for children and what they knew and when they knew it with respect to the harms that engagement can create for children is what we're looking for. And the facts will show it, regardless of any statement that TikTok makes.
All right. Well, we'll certainly be watching closely your investigation. California Attorney General Rob Bonta, thanks again for your time.